An engaged and informed electric, using your vote as your voice, are just some of the reasons we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and this is our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, this week focusing on helping senior citizens accessing their right to vote. And our guest today is from the local league, Kathy Whitaker. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I worked with seniors for several years, and I recently turned 60 myself. Those two things made me realize how difficult it can be to navigate the logistics of voting. They can be confusing, and I thought this was a good way to help out and promote civic engagement.
Wouldn't seniors already be registered in voting, or what point of the process are you involved with?
A lot of seniors vote. They do vote at, they're registered at the highest rate, but many seniors like to vote absentee, and the logistics of getting the application, filling it out, et cetera, can be just multi-step.
So that's where you come in. And what exactly is the league doing to reach out to senior voters?
We have about 15 active volunteers that are holding voter outreach events targeted at senior citizens. Those include affordable and market rate apartments, senior centers, and assisted living facilities. We're targeting areas of lower income voters. We help these seniors register to vote, apply for their absent voter ballots, and get on the permanent absent voter list, but never with the actual ballot itself.
So basically getting them to the polls to make sure that they do vote and their voice is heard.
Helping them with the administrative issues of primarily filling out the absent voter ballot applications.
What is the permanent list?
Each clerk may keep a permanent list of voters who would like to receive an absent voter ballot application. That way, when an election is coming up, the voter will receive the application in the mail, and they don't have to remember, that an election's coming up and they have to fill it out. It's important to keep in mind that for every election, a voter must fill out the absent voter ballot application in order to get an actual ballot.
Every single time?
Every single time. The clerks will not mail out a real ballot without having the application first.
Are just seniors on the permanent list?
I believe others can be on the permanent list, but when they fill out their absent voter ballot application, they will have to say why, under Michigan law, they're entitled to vote absentee.
So there is an actual application process to be on the permanent list as well as getting an absentee ballot?
No, the voter needs to communicate with their local clerk. They can call them or email them. They can write a note on the bottom of their absent voter ballot application, or some of the clerks have their own form.
So you're a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, which is working to make sure that senior citizens are registered to vote and get their absentee voter ballots. Why does the League think that's important?
The League thinks it's important that everyone have access to voting. That's what the League does, is promote accessibility and engagement in the voting process. The League is committed to making sure all voting age citizens are able to register and vote. Senior citizens are no exception, and in their case, mobility issues can make it difficult to get to the polls. So a lot of seniors rely on absentee voting.
And basically just improving voter turnout overall, really.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a gubernatorial election coming up this year. How does that play into all this?
Oh, yes. In 2014, when Governor Snyder was reelected, 97% of Michigan's voting age population was registered, but actual voter turnout was 42%. That's more than 20 points lower than voter turnout in 2016, when voter turnout was 63%. So the League is very active in promoting and encouraging voters to register and vote for the gubernatorial elections.
But aren't older voters known for having better turnout?
Yes, absolutely. We know that the older someone is, the more likely they are to vote. For example, in 2016, 74% of eligible Michigan voters aged 65 and older voted. The numbers go down from there. By the time you get to 18 to 24-year-olds, only 36% of that demographic voted. So age is a pretty good indicator of voter turnout, which is why the League has been focused on getting out the youth vote. But we also know that turnout is affected by income and education level. More educated, higher-income voters turn out at reliably higher rates. That's why we're focusing on those seniors living in affordable housing.
So are we just talking about seniors who don't have a car or can't drive, or where does that come in?
Getting to the polls, for whatever reason, is a big issue. Seniors in affordable housing often walk with a walker or use a scooter. They may be dependent on free or subsidized public transit. So a lot depends on their health and the weather. Also, standing and waiting in long lines may be an issue for some older people.
Now, you work with seniors in your job, and do you find that they are more inclined to want to actually go out and vote in person, or are they good with and accepting with getting an absentee ballot?
Some people definitely like the experience of going to the polls. Some other people prefer to, vote absentee if they can. It's really about options.
Now, you mentioned transportation and possibly having a walker. What other issues have you seen seniors having to deal with when it comes to casting a vote?
Some seniors have health or disability concerns. For example, we had an event at a senior center that was providing lunch, and a gentleman came in, looked at us, grabbed a couple forms, and disappeared. He came back later and had the forms filled out because his wife is housebound. Mm-hmm. And so he was able to get those forms filled out so they could both get their absent voter ballots.
So it sounds like having that absent voter ballot is an important way to ensure that turnout among seniors stays high.
Yes, many seniors prefer to vote absentee, but some enjoy the experience of going to the polls. The League is a big advocate of making voting as convenient and accessible to all voters as possible. That's why we're part of the Promote the Vote Coalition.
And we've talked about that many times here on In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU, going to high schools and reaching out to younger, possibly even first-time voters. How does what you're talking about now relate to seniors?
Seniors will gain the same benefits as everyone else should Promote the Vote ballot proposal pass. For example, automatic voter registration at the Secretary of State's office unless they decline, being able to register to vote by mail until 15 days before the election, and having the right to vote a secret ballot constitutionally protected. There are other provisions as well. The Promote the Vote ballot proposal would extend benefits that seniors have now to all other voters as well, including no reason absentee voting.
So again, the League wants to make sure that everybody, no matter what the age, is casting their ballot and having that opportunity.
That's right.
How long have you been involved in this effort for seniors?
We've been doing this now for a little over a year. The League has always wanted to reach out to senior citizens, mm-hmm. and they've had an increase in membership, which has made it possible to do that.
And if you're listening right now and you're not a senior citizen yet, but you may have a loved one or a neighbor or a relative, so they should be aware of these efforts as well, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that's right.
So wrapping it all up, what's your bottom line recommendation?
People should remember that there is a deadline to register to vote. That's Tuesday, October 9th. If they want to know if they are registered. And with seniors, it's important to know where they are registered because they may have left their home. They can check the Michigan State website, michigan.gov/vote. And if anyone's listening and would like to arrange a voter registration event for seniors or any other group, they can contact the League. We have an email address. It's voterregistration@lwvannarbor.org.
And you'll help them organize an event that would attract seniors who can get registered, and everybody votes and everybody wins.
That's
not just
right.
The candidates, right?
Yes.
Kathy Whitaker is a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Well, thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's In the Public Interest.
Thank you very much for having me.